Amidst all the attention attracted by internet governance, the new GTLD program, and other high-profile issues at ICANN 48 in Buenos Aires, was the delivery of a progress report on the much-anticipated redesign of WHOIS.
One thing I would like to truly mention, this is a working process.
Jean-Francois Baril, lead facilitator of the expert working group, provided the update at several sessions, including one with the Governmental Advisory Committee, using the status report the EWG published on November 11th. Among the key issues raised in the update was identifying which data elements would be freely available to anonymous users, and those that might require gated access. Fabricio Vieira, one of the members of the expert working group, explained that challenge.
What we have today is a situation where every time someone registers a domain name, they're asked for a lot of data. That data is then published publicly. There are no controls as to who accesses. There's very little controls as to what data is input and whether it's accurate or not. So what we realize, we're with all the different uses and purposes of WHOIS today, since the internet has grown and matured, we needed to do some really basic things. One of the things that you'll see in our report is that we're talking about a gated verified access. We're trying to balance between what's necessary to the casual consumer, that they can access publicly and free without any verification. Beyond that, things like your phone number, your address, well, who actually needs that? Maybe a little step further, you need verification to get into that data. And then there's a further step, which is, you know, there might be more sensitive data beyond just the where do I live, what's my phone number. Law enforcement might want to get that. That takes extra verification.
Other issues include details on better privacy or proxy services, suggestions on how to improve data quality and a proposed secure credentials for at-risk individuals, consideration of jurisdictional and applicable law issues. EWG member Carlton Samuels explains the latter.
The role of jurisdiction and applicable law and the need to address local differences in data protection and privacy regimes. You would understand that this runs the gamut from the European concept all the way to China and Australia and beyond.
Further issues include suggestions for ensuring harmonized approaches to data protection, exploration of how existing technical protocols could be utilized by the proposed model, comparison of the current WHOIS system to the EWG's proposed directory service, description of the various models examined by the EWG. One of the questions raised by the GAC was the EWG's proposed timeline for completing its work on the updates to WHOIS.
So Italy was asking what is the next step and how we go there. So by early next year, we'll have another face-to-face meeting within the EWG. And we believe that by Singapore, ICANN 49, we'll be able to issue the final report to the CEO and the board for further guidance on what we do with our recommendation.
So what we're going to do is we're going to initiate after this meeting some specific research projects. And once we get that data back in early 2014, the team is going to take that data, start implementing it and checking against the report. And our hope is that two meetings from now, we will actually deliver a report to the board for consideration.
To learn more about WHOIS, visit whois.icann.org.